This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network.
Hello, and welcome to the Center for Conscious Kids podcast.
Woohoo!
I'm Coco.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're here at the Specialty Produce Network recording this amazing podcast. How's the Center for Conscious Kids going, Ashley?
It is going amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just checked the website, www.centerforconsciouskids.com, and I've noticed there's all sorts of practitioners and new people that are signing up and letting the world know that they're out there to support families and kids in a conscious way.
We sure are, and we are gearing up to launch LA very, very soon.
Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast, it's March. It's now March 2017. I think it's March the 2nd.
Yeah.
And so if you are out there, if you're a family, parent, child, check our center out, our virtual center, where you can find resources in the areas of education, tutoring.
Programs.
Yeah, after-school programs.
Food.
Practitioners.
Health practitioners.
Yeah. What else? There's everything. I'm even on there.
I know. It's so neat.
And you're on there.
I know.
We've got energy healers. We've got everybody. Anyone that's doing something in this world that has a conscious focus and a conscious and supporting focus. And we're so lucky that we have one of our providers. She's she's an artist and a craft master, and she's also on she's also listed on this amazing resource website, Center for Conscious Kids, and her name is Jen Cox, and I sometimes call her Chicken, and that's not because she's afraid, because she's actually not
very brave.
It has something to actually. It's kind of a crafty thing that I met. One of the first times I met her and was hanging out with her, she was actually dressed as a chicken.
Wow.
So that just sort of stuck. And there's a longer story to that. But so if I call her Chicken, it's still Jen Cox. And she's the craft master at the Craft Dungeon in Leucadia, California. And welcome, Jen.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's so fun. And thank you, number one, for being here today and for this amazing dungeon that you created. And I love the name of it, the Craft Dungeon. And can you give us a little – and so the Craft Dungeon is a place where you can go and create and in an artistic way. You can explore that side of you. And you, what is your little tagline?
Dream, play, create.
Yes.
And I think that all of us need to do a little more of each of those things.
We sure do.
I know. So Jen just went out and like made that happen. And she did it in this. So she, can you tell us about your craft engine?
The origin?
Sure. Yeah. Let's start with the origin.
Well, the house that we bought had a canning room down below the house. Wow. And it has like a 4.5-foot door. You go down the stairs, and it really is like a dungeon. It was a canning room.
Yes. And the door is kind of like a hobbit door.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see it.
You're going
to
be fine, because no offense to the two of you, but you're short.
That's right.
People like me should wear a helmet when they go in there.
But people like us, Ashley, we still have to duck.
Yes.
It is a short door.
It's a hobbit door.
That's so cool.
You only have to make that mistake one time.
Yeah.
Or maybe if you hit it hard enough,
but
you'll make it every
time. It sounds perfect for kids.
It is. It's cool. And they also like to measure their height for when they grow enough to have to duck. That's an exciting moment.
Yeah.
So anyway, we bought this house. This room was under there. It was nothing. And I had a friend over. Most people were afraid of the dungeon. And she came over and said, oh my gosh, you could make a craft studio in here.
Wow.
And I said, What? I could. And I did. It's taken years. It's constantly evolving.
Yeah.
I rearrange and organize, and I'm always accumulating new things because I love to play. And I think it's reflected when you go in there.
Yeah. Wow. So I've been lucky enough to go into the Craft Dungeon. And Ashley, we've invited you to join us in the Craft Dungeon.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to love it. And the feeling that you get when you walk in is not unlike that scene from Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
Wow.
When the kids go into the factory and they see the river and all the, you know, dishes you can eat and that look on their face. It is that experience. You walk in there and you're like, no way.
Wow. I was so afraid you were going to say A Beautiful Mind.
Totally like crazy town in there. It does have some elements of A Beautiful Mind.
A little.
Because that's that creative thing and like anything goes on the walls, right? Like all your thoughts and all your creations are up there. His just happened to be in
all in math.
Well, yeah, it was in math. Yeah, and it was he had some paranoia. But so yours is just this lovely like you just feel nurtured when you go in there. And if you're like me, who I'm sort of a self-proclaimed non-artist. I don't have some talent in singing and performing and things like that, but actual, you know, crafty, you know, put some paint on canvas, not my thing really.
Yeah.
And I still walk
not
in
yet.
There. Not yet.
Yeah, right.
I've done several projects in there. And what I love is sending my kids over.
Yeah.
Because it's a great place for them to go.
Yeah.
And she has everything. Like, what do you have in there?
Everything. There's sewing machine, there's paints, there's watercolors, there's some jewelry making stuff, there's rubber stamps, and
there's more than
pens,
that.
Markers.
There's anything you need. You're like, oh, can I get a paper cutter? Oh, can I get some scissors? Oh, what kind of glue do you want? There's 20 different kinds of glue. Oh, here's glitter. Here's a glitter stickly things. What are those called?
Stickles.
Oh, I keep saying
I love you, stickles.
Stickles. There's washi tape. There's, and I don't even know what this stuff was. I still don't really. There's just burlap. Crazy. Every kind of paper you could imagine. Every kind of pen, pencil, paint. She had these paints out last night. I'm like, what the heck was that? I've never seen those before.
The sparkly watercolors? That,
yeah.
Twinkling H2Os. I love you, twinkling H2Os.
And I just, like, you don't have to know much to go in there and play and create. And so, before I used to go to Michael's, and I'm like, I want to do stuff with my kids. And I'd go to Michael's and I'd spend way too much money on stuff that I didn't even know how it was all going to work out together. And now I realize I don't need to do that anymore. I go to the Craft Dungeon, and I can do whatever I want. Everything's already there.
Wow.
And there's, you know, you can host
parties. I'm just looking at the photos on her website, and it's just amazing.
Isn't that gorgeous? Like, you know,
It really shows you what's possible.
Right. Like, you feel
bad. Anything is possible in the Craft Dungeon. That's what I like to say. Anything is possible in the Craft Dungeon.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, you feel bad ripping the pages out of books.
Except, no, yeah, those books are being used.
They are.
You're honoring those books
You're
by tearing them up.
You're repurposing them.
Yes.
Wow.
And look at that. So you can look at all of these
paint phone covers
that Jen and her, crafting participants or artists, our budding artists, on her website, which is
www.thecraftdungeon.com.
Yes. So it's The Craft Dungeon. And be careful when you're Googling that.
Oh.
Make sure you actually put in The Craft Dungeon. And, you know, crafting, I have three boys. So I just want to put this out there. My boys go to the Craft Dungeon, and they love it. And sometimes they don't know they're going to love it. Like the other night. I brought my 11-year-old down because he has been spending way too much time in front of a screen.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find ways to spend our time where it's not like he has to be part of a team that you pay money and go and sign up and have a uniform and you have to remember all the stuff. And, you know, the sports are great, but you can't do that all the time. And there's another part of your brain that should be activated.
Absolutely.
Right?
And integrated. Integrated with both sides.
Thank you. Integrated and activated.
And I like that that boys and men get to go too.
Yes.
I mean, when you have an adult class, what do you do with the men there, for example?
There aren't a lot of men who come to my painting or mixed media workshops.
Maybe after this, they'll come.
I know, maybe they'll come. I did have one dad come to pick his daughter up from a birthday party, and he was checking out the place, and he wanted to have a poker party down there.
That's funny.
He walked in and announced.
Did he want to color all the cards?
That was optional. You could have glitter cards or something.
Yeah, you can personalize your poker deck.
That's right.
Right? That would make it much more. Oh, look at all that beautiful stuff. That would make it much more fun. But my son and I, we went down there, Nate, and he had such a bad attitude when he got there.
He was cranky, I could tell.
And Jen was so sweet. She's like, well, because I had brought a project that we were working on, which was a God box. And it was just a wooden box, and he could paint it and do stuff to it if he wanted to. And he's like, he didn't know if that was what he wanted to do. And so Jen was so sweet. She had all these options for him because that's why they call her the craft master.
Could you explain what a God box is? Because I saw that on Facebook, and I thought that was so fascinating and wonderful. And
yeah.
I just didn't understand what that meant in his context.
Yeah, so it's the purpose of this God box is for him to be able to take, like, the thoughts that worry him.
Okay.
Or, you know, a situation that might be happening to him where he feels worried or, like, he can't change it or control it, or he's just – it's causing stress.
Yes.
So he can take whatever that situation or thought or feeling and write it down.
Yeah.
And he can put it in his God box.
I see.
And, you know – then your higher power, your higher wisdom, your higher self, if you call God, you know, if you believe in God, or then you give it to that higher power.
Right.
And so you cannot worry about it.
Wow. What a neat way to deal with emotions in his age group.
I know. Well, you know, my mom actually wrote a little book about that. We'll have to have her on.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
We've got to have her in here, my mom. Okay, but back to Jen.
Okay.
We'll have Diane Tanner. She's a hypnotherapist, and we'll have her on another time.
That sounds wonderful.
And so Jen had all these great ideas for Nate, like, well, you could do mixed media on canvas. You can paint. You can make a – do you want to do something on a bottle cap? You know, there's everything in there. And then he got back to the box, and
– and once he kind of let go of all of whatever it was he was holding on to, he was into it.
He really was.
He was in tune with the colors he wanted to use and the words he wanted to write, and it all kind of came forth into a end product that I think he was really happy with.
He was really happy about it. And I actually...
He was so happy he posted it on Facebook,
yes,
and we all got to see his creation.
And I have to credit that to Jen, a.k.a. Chicken, because sometimes, you know, as a parent, you butt heads with your kids and you're like, you better do this. And so what happened in that experience at the Craft Dungeon was Jen sort of stepped in and guided him gently, kind of nudging him here or there and helping him find tools and helping him discover what he could do.
Yeah.
And giving him choices.
Yeah.
And it was lovely. She really is a craft master. She's a...
Well, and it helped him get closer to that vulnerable part that he was kind of afraid to express or hold back. And it allowed him to not only express through creativity and art, but then also put those thoughts into a tangible environment for him to actually work with.
He came up with four words on his own.
Yeah? What were they? Do you remember? Yeah.
They were serenity...
Wow.
Knowledge, peace, and hope. Harmony. Oh, hope.
Was it
hope or harmony?
Some
H word.
Well.
Those. Yes. And he rubber stamped those letters onto each side of the box, and he was thrilled, I think.
You know, it was so funny. You had left the room for a minute, and this is how great Jen is and how much I need to butt out of my kids' stuff. He was going to write those words, and I kept saying, well, write them on a piece of paper and then Mod Podge it on there so that it's you won't run out of room because, you know, serenity is a big word, and it was a really small box. I'm like, oh, he's not going to be able to space that out and just do it like this. And he didn't want to. And I had to let go. Like, I had to just – and thankfully you came back in the room. And that is one of the gifts of working at the Craft Dungeon, because you get to – I was still there with him, but I got to back up, and I actually worked on my own project. And he got to work with Jen. And she does that. She guides you. So she'll have – like, she has classes where she actually does a guided project, and she sort of explains the project, and then you start working on it, and then she goes around individually and helps people find the things they need. And and you know, she knows everything that's in there. So she's like, hey, what are you thinking? And then they'll tell her, and then she's like, oh, well, here's what I think that you just said.
Let me climb under this desk and get you some burlap. Okay. Because I know exactly where it is.
Awesome. Yeah. So she has – it's – when people find the Craft Dungeon, they feel like they've discovered treasure.
Wow. It sounds like it.
It is.
I can't wait to go.
Yeah.
I can't wait to have you.
And so tell us about the kinds of programs and ways you can come be a part of the Craft Dungeon, Jen.
I have different classes. I have a calendar up with options for classes. You can come for open studio hours. You can plan your own party and bring your guests there.
Wow, what a great idea.
For kids or adults.
And she lets you bring food and beverages.
Wow.
Yes. And beverages.
You can bring
grown-ups may bring beverages.
Yes. If you want to bring maybe a bottle of wine, she'll let you come and bring that into her studio, which is cool. And if it spills on your project, she'll figure out how to incorporate that in.
There are no mistakes in art.
Well, and that's a neat idea for colleagues, like in a work group environment, maybe.
I've had some team building.
Yes.
Yeah, teachers. There's some teachers that have come in. And we, because you know, I homeschool my middle son, and so she has hours during the school day for us homeschool people that need, you know, for art classes and things like that.
Yeah.
What else? So explain some of the projects that you might do while you're in the dungeon.
My favorite is mixed media stuff, and the biggest thrill for me is seeing everybody come in. Everybody starts with the same white canvas. And when the group leaves, all of the projects are so different. And we've gone step by step through the same process.
Using the same materials?
The same materials.
Wow.
But based on the colors you choose or the theme of, you know, your specific project, they're all so different. And seeing that spark go off, whether it's with little kids or with grown-ups who haven't done it in a long time, when they go, oh my gosh, I made that, that's what gives me joy.
Yeah. When you have photos of it on your website, too, that we can see of those different media canvases, is that correct?
Yes. Check them out. Yeah. Go to thecraftdungeon.com. Wow. She has a Facebook page. She's on Instagram. Is it The Craft Dungeon?
Yes, I think with periods in between.
The period craft.
Perfect.
Period dungeon. And so one of the things that Jen and I always talk about is that we think, you know, we're trying to start this movement of getting back to, I don't know, like doing things ourselves, right?
Yeah. Like hokey and homemade.
We call it hokey and homemade. And because we've just become so disconnected from our environment and ourselves and our children and our, you know, our everything.
Yeah.
And so the Craft Dungeon is a little piece of that movement of hokey and homemade. Like, let's really just do something ourselves. I mean, one of the things I've tried to do in my life in my home is to hang artwork of people that I know.
Yeah.
It's changed my home.
Yeah.
And some of the artwork is really good, and some of it is, you know, amateur.
Right.
And I have, you know, there's actually my amateur wall, and I hang it really fun, all that stuff. So, you know, and then there's some places where I hang more professional-looking stuff, like my aunt's a professional painter, so I'll hang her stuff in a more prominent place. But my kids, actually, some of their very amateur stuff is in the kitchen where, you know, and it's a nice mix. But that idea of let's do it ourselves.
Right.
I like stepping back, taking time to actually do something, to make something instead of going someplace else and buying something. And
One of the projects that I did with Jen in the Craft Dungeon, the non-crafty me, is we crafted birthday invitations for my son, Nate.
Wow.
He was having a Star Wars theme party, and they have Star Wars theme invitations everywhere, but we decided to craft these Yoda invitations, and it was his birth. It was his sixth birthday, right?
Yeah.
Because it read, birthday six, Nate is having, or you know how Yoda talks inside out and backwards.
And they were all done with paper tearing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were awesome.
They were works of art, and it was so fun to send those to people.
Wow.
And that was for them to get an invitation like that.
An actual invitation in the mail.
Right, yes. Where they...
Handmade.
Yeah. The people had an experience when they opened it.
Yeah.
And that was so fun. That was fun for me and Nate. Like, Nate was so proud of those.
What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it was cool. So there's... Dream?
Dream, play, create.
Yeah, it's all there. Come, we're going to do this.
Yes.
You and I will go in there
I'm
and
so
craft.
Excited.
I'm actually working on a crafting journal.
Wow.
And because I kind of am in my head a lot, so that was a good way to sort of marry those things.
Marry that journal. Creative heart and your mind together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Well, and you noticed a big shift.
I did.
Too.
Yeah. It was huge. Actually.
So more than writing in a diary, taking that component of doing something creative and artistic around it and spending time
I spent 3 hours on the concept of commitment.
Wow.
And what that meant. And I wrote some things about it, and I drew some things, and I
used rub-ons.
Rub-ons.
Rub-ons. I love you so.
I used rub-ons, which made it look like I could draw really well.
It was impressive.
It was just a rub-on.
Wow.
Yeah. They're not cheats, but like you can kind of, they're
art helpers. It's like hamburger helper for art. They're rub-ons.
I love rub-ons.
Yes.
You can quote me on that. All right, we have to wrap up though. So, last hurrah.
Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love this opportunity to really understand that people can experience art in these ways and really in a comfortable environment. I mean, how neat is that to go into a canning cellar?
Right?
I mean,
it's really cozy.
If there's many in Southern California. I mean, there might be some in other parts of the country, but I don't know of any, many in California.
This is one of the most unique places,
right?
There aren't basements here too much.
No, actually,
that's true as well. Yeah, it's not a storefront. It's this cozy little.
And I really wanted to express about how neat this is, and just to see this really blossom all throughout the country and the world, to give children and adults this opportunity to really have this time out, this artistic time, this creative time, and this getting in touch with that part of yourself that we, as you talked about, Coco, we don't spend a lot of time there anymore.
Right. We're losing it.
Yeah.
We need to grab onto it.
And bring it back in.
Yes.
Yes.
And thank you for being one of those people bringing you back in.
Yeah. And if you're listening and you have any kind of service or business that's you want to share with the world, let us know. We have this great resource for you to list your business.
And online, if you wanted to refer a person or a provider in your city, please do so. And we will contact them and get them listed so that other people in other areas can experience something similar that you're doing also. It's so amazing.
Thank you.
So that was our Center for Conscious Kids podcast from the Specialty Produce Network. Visit our website, www.centerforconsciouskids.com. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.